Hey there, it's me, your money, and welcome to Tandia Talks Money. They say money talks, and it is true, I do. And I also like to work hard. They say it builds character, but it also builds TFSAs and RRSPs, which is why every week Tandia will share new ideas, tips, and wisdom from Tandia's finest to help you get to where you want to go. You know, with a little help from me, of course. Like, who else?
Welcome back to Tandia Talks Money, the podcast, you know, that's all about embracing the millennial spirit and finding clever ways to conquer our financial goals. I'm your host, Carla, and here to sprinkle some wit and wisdom into the world of finance. So today we're diving right into the fascinating world of hacks and dupes, those like ingenious shortcuts and tricks that our millennial generation just loves so much. And you know what? We're going to apply these concepts to finances, you know, budgeting, grocery stores. We're going to give you like the hacks because as the millennial generation, like we are known for its resourcefulness, efficiency, and let's be honest, obsession with life hacks. Like that is a buzzword, hacks, dupes. We're all about that. We've mastered the art of finding clever workarounds and shortcuts for just about everything, like organizing our closets to whipping up gourmet meals on a shoestring budget. We've elevated the concept of hacking and duping to a whole new level. So like naturally, it's time to bring the hacktastic, I just made that word up, energy to our financial lives. So we're going to equip you with some fantastic budgeting hacks for building that, you know, sweet, sweet financial success. Can add a kiss to that, like, mwah, right. Now, don't kid yourself. We all know that budgeting can sometimes feel as exciting as like watching paint dry or waiting for that slow internet connection to finally load. Like, right? Like, should we? Weep? I know you feel me on that one. Like, at least anyone born before 1990 for sure knows my pain there. But, you know, my friends, we are today going to inject hopefully a little bit of wit and humor into the world of budgeting because let's face it, we're going to tackle our finances head on and we might as well have a good laugh along the way. So here we go. Hack number one, the grocery store tango. Yeah, we've been there. We all know that, you know, the groceries can take a big hit and big bite out of our budgets. Like, I think everyone is feeling that on like overdrive right now. But with a little strategy, you can master the art of shopping on a budget, right? So we're going to get right to it. So embrace meal planning to save time and money. This allows you to budget for specific meals. Not only does it get you what you want, but it avoids like the extra purchases. Like, you know, when you go to the store and you're starving and you go and, you know, those extra items, just they like magically jump into our carts. So by meal prepping, writing a budget, giving yourself like a timeline of what, you know, like I'm only going to go for a half an hour and I'm going to get this, this, and this. Stick to the list, but it will allow you to have a little bit more room and stay on your budget for groceries as opposed to, you know, you're like, oh my God, I'm so starving. That looks so good. I'm going to put that in. Unlock the savings by clipping coupons. Now, this is no like supermarket sweep here, but we're going to take advantage of store promotions. I totally, you know, supermarket sweep is not even, it's not even a coupon thing, but like you remember that show, right? Like that's what you feel like if you're not sticking to your list and meal prepping, like you are flying through the supermarket, like supermarket sweeps. But I'm really just talking about like the modern day couponing. Like I'm sure there's an app for it. Like look at your local store and see if they offer coupons, points, programs, and you buy according to your offers because like, you know, algorithms are great now and it just knows what you like to shop for. So this allows you to maximize your points, reduce your purchases by using coupons, and potentially you could be earning money towards free groceries. I always do that. I work with PC points. It's great. I shop according to my points and then I save them until I have to like host a big event and then I take like $200 off and then it feels like really great at the time when you're like, wow, I'm hosting a huge meal and I didn't have to pay for it because my points did. So take advantage and unlock the savings that way. Lastly, practice mindfulness to dodge the tempting impulse purchases. Don't be going all supermarket sweep through the grocery stores. Keep an eye on unit prices for the best deals and, you know, maybe eat a snack before you go. That's my hack for you. Okay. That's your grocery store tango. Now we're moving on to hack number two, the subscription shuffle. Oh, you know, those sneaky little monthly subscriptions that seem to multiply faster than bunnies, from like streaming services to gym memberships. They can drain your bank account before you even realize it. So let's talk about some strategies to evaluate and cut back on subscriptions, negotiate yourself some better deals, and, you know, maybe even uncover some like hidden gems for free. So assess your current subscription. Like, you need to do like a subscription evaluation. So assess your current subscriptions and determine their value and necessity. Identify subscriptions you no longer use or enjoy. Cancel or downgrade unnecessary subscriptions to save money. And this will allow you to, you know, save a little bit and actually know what you're paying for. Part two, cutting back on them. Carla, listen to yourself. I have all the subscriptions, but I need to prioritize essential subscriptions and consider eliminating the non-essential ones. Look for alternatives to expensive subscriptions, such as free or lower cost options. Share subscriptions with family or friends to split the cost and maximize usage. I definitely am on my brother's Apple Music plan, but, you know, it works because it's great. Negotiate yourself some better deals, like research competitor offers, and use that knowledge as leverage when negotiating with service providers. Contact your current providers and inquire about any available discounts or promotional offers. I know it seems like a lot of work, but it could end up saving you in the long run because you probably are overpaying on something and there's a way to negotiate a better deal for you. Consider bundling services to negotiate discounted rates, and, you know, just take the time to actually review your monthly bills, your monthly subscriptions, and see how much you're paying per month, because I'm telling you, it's eating away at your bottom line. Okay, lastly, uncovering hidden gems for free entertainment. It's a thing. So explore free entertainment options such as streaming platforms with ad-supported content. Utilize libraries for books and music and movies. Attend local community events, exhibitions, or free concerts for entertainment without a price tag. At the end of the day, remember, evaluating subscriptions, cutting back, negotiating deals, and seeking out free entertainment can help you save money while still enjoying the things you love. So get strategic. Get strategic, our millennial savvy hackers. Be savvy and uncover those hidden gems of budget-friendly entertainment. Now, obviously, I'm going to say a song. I can't get through a whole podcast without it, but this one just, you know, it seemed so fitting. Like, one, two, three, four, five, everybody in the hut. We are doing the entertainment mambo, okay? Not Lou Bega's mambo number five, but our third hack, I think. I don't even know where we are, guys. Third hack, entertainment mambo. Who says you can't enjoy life on a budget, right? You can. So we're going to show you how to creatively savor life's pleasures without draining your bank account. So we want to help you keep, you know, your social life thriving, but making sure your finances are in check. So host a budget-friendly potluck party. Organize potlucks, gatherings where everyone contributes a dish. Share the responsibility and cost of food, making it a fun and affordable way to enjoy a meal with friends, right? Because let's face it, it's summer, guys. Like, we're all wanting to go out and go there, and it's not fair that your one friend foots the bill. So think of ways that you can organize a potluck. Get creative. Maybe like there's a theme to add an extra element of excitement. Maybe you want to do a 90s theme potluck. I'm down. Can I be invited? I'm ready to go. Embrace free local events. We are heading into the season where the community calendars are packed with free local events such as concerts, art exhibitions, festivals. Explore parks, public spaces, and libraries that often host free or low-cost activities. It takes a little bit of research, but I mean, we have these little devices that are attached to us that we can easily Google something. Attend a workshop, talks, or classes offered by local organizations or community centers. Tap into the world, you know, of DIY entertainment. Get crafty and create your own entertainment at home. Organize game nights, movie marathons, DIY spa days with friends or loved ones. Explore hobbies, painting, cooking, or playing musical instruments. All of these offer endless enjoyment without breaking the bank. Now, this is like one of my favorite ones, but you know, the power of nature. Embrace the beauty of nature by exploring local parks, hiking trails, or beaches. Plan outdoor picnics. You know, I do that with my kids, and it's like the simplest thing. We just pack up our stuff, we head to the park, and they like, it's a great alternative. They think it's a hit. I mean, I hate the bugs, but you know, it's an event, it tires them out, and it's easy to explore outside. Bike rides, camping trips, take advantage of free activities like, you know, nature photography. Like, I don't know what it is, but remember that the entertainment mambo is all about creatively enjoying life without sacrificing your financial well-being. And I mean, it makes it a little bit more fun if you sing mambo number five, but let these hacks guide you to a fulfilling and budget-friendly lifestyle, right? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody, come on. That's again on like a summer playlist that you know is happening. Like you pull up any 90s summer playlist and that's on there. Although that might have been from 2000s. I'm not really sure. But okay, our fifth hack. So we were on four, our fifth. The side hustle shuffle. Millennials, like we are masters of the side hustle and passion projects. Like I don't know anybody who doesn't have a side hustle now. So let's really channel that entrepreneurial spirit. It was really hard to say, and give our budgets a boost. Get ready to learn how to earn some extra income in a creative and sustainable way, right? So number one, what do you got to do? How do we start? I know you're dying to know, but identify your skills and passion. You know, take inventory of your skills, talents, and passions. Identify areas where you can offer value and provide solutions to others. Consider what you enjoy doing and how can it be monetized. We are the hacks of that. Like we are. And I would say the generation younger than me is like even more into the side hustle. So exploring, you know, freelancing opportunities, offer your skills as a freelancer in the area, like writing, graphic design, web development, social media management. Like these are all the things. Enjoying freelancing platforms or marketplaces to connect with potential clients. Leverage your network and showcase your portfolio to attract new clients. I got into this when I was on MatLeaf, but like tap into the power of online selling. In MatLeaf, I like sold stuff on Facebook Marketplace. That was my side hustle. It's like the modern day garage sale, right? But you could do it all the time and didn't have to put up signs around your neighborhood. But utilize online platforms. There's like Etsy, eBay, Shopify, selling crafts, artwork, unique products. Identify your niche and create compelling listings with high quality images and engaging descriptions. Promote your products through social media channels and collaborate with influencers or bloggers to increase your exposures. But monetize your hobbies and passions. Think creatively about how you can turn your hobbies into an income-generating activities. Offer workshops, classes, or coaching services related to your expertise. Create and sell digital products like ebooks, online courses. Like, I mean, I think the possibilities are endless. Build your own personal brand. We see it everywhere. Establish an online presence. Showcase your skills and offerings. Create yourself a professional website or portfolio to highlight your work. Engage with your audience. Social media is there as a tool, a blog post, or you could like do a podcast. How great is that? But build credibility and attract potential clients. Because remember, this side hustle, although it takes some work, is all about leveraging your skills, passions, and entrepreneurial spirit to increase your budget. It's going to increase your budget. So put on like, you know, your hustle shoes and like be a boss. Let's get you towards some financial freedom and allow some extra cash flow into your budgets, because this is a way to generate some extra funds that can go towards a savings for a trip or down payment on a house or paying down some debt. But, you know, take the time, review where you can start a side hustle. Okay, it's time for our sixth and final hack. I really hope there were six. I should really go back and count after. But, you know, the accountability partner. we can hustle that too. I don't know. As millennials, we understand the power of accountability partners to keep us motivated and on track with our goals. So let's apply this same concept to our financial journey. So, you know, how to find an accountability partner, join supportive groups that will help you stay accountable to celebrate milestones and share like other financial hacks that maybe we just don't know about. So how do you define your accountability goals? That's where you should be starting, right? So identify your financial goals and areas where you need accountability. Determine what you want to achieve, such as saving a specific amount or reducing debt. That will help you determine what you're looking for in terms of accountability. My friend and I do that. We're like fitness accountability people, eating accountability people, and budget accountability people. I mean, sometimes I'm not so helpful. And she'll say, I really like this dress. Should I buy it? And I'm like, yeah, do it. And then maybe I should be like, maybe not. Maybe rethink and go back to your spreadsheet and see if you can actually afford it. So, which brings me to my next point, like find a budgeting buddy, right? Reach out to friends, families, or colleagues who share a similar financial goal. Discuss your objectives and find somebody willing to be your accountability partner. You know, establish regular check-ins, schedule and review progress, share challenges, and offer support. This will help you stay on track. This will help your buddy stay on track. And you can support each other through, you know, those weak moments. And maybe I should be a better friend and be like, no, don't buy that. Do you actually really need it? Stop and think about it. You know, there's, if you don't feel comfortable going towards a friend, there's online communities, like join online forums, social media groups, or financial communities focused on budgeting and personal finances. I know some, or you can like just reach out to your financial BFF. We are here to help and we can be an online support for you. Participate in actively by sharing your goals, progress, and questions. Engage with others, offer support, and benefit from a collective wisdom of community. Now, like maybe you don't want to share any of that. Like you don't want to talk to anybody. You just want to do it on your own. But like maybe an app or a tool can be your accountability partner. Explore budgeting apps that offer built-in accountability features. Some apps allow you to connect with friends or family members to track goals. Some like send you reminders. Some help you stay on track. Some celebrate milestones with you. And it allows you to, again, stay motivated and keep trucking along so you can get to your financial success. Lastly, set clear expectations for yourself. Establish clear guidelines with your accountability partner or online community. Determine how often you will check in, what information you will share, or how you will offer support. Be honest, transparent, and committed to holding each other accountable so that you can, you know, celebrate milestones together. Because acknowledge and celebrating milestones along the way really helps, whether they're big or small, really helps celebrate your success and your progress. You offer encouragement to each other and you keep the motivation flowing. By finding your accountability partner or joining these supportive groups, you'll have a team of cheering you on and keeping you focused on your financial goals. Find your banking BFF, embrace the accountability partner hustle. Because as a team, you want to watch your budgeting efforts, like, you know, get somewhere and make your dreams kind of a reality. So, I mean, that's a wrap on our series of budgeting hacks. You know, my fellow adulting champions, by applying these, you know, savvy strategies and creative approaches to your finances, you will find that adulting becomes a little easier and more enjoyable. Does it take some work? Yes. Does it sometimes suck? Yes. But I promise you, in the end, you will never go back and be like, wow, I really regret making a plan and sticking to it. It's like my friend said to me, my accountability, fitness, and like eating healthy friend, you know, like think of it as you never wake up the next day and be like, man, I really wish I had that cheeseburger. But like instead you wake up and you're like, man, I really shouldn't have had that cheeseburger. Like you feel the opposite. So think of your finances the same way. You'll never be like, oh, I really wish I overspent yesterday and didn't stick to my budget. No, absolutely not. You will thank yourself later. And remember, here at Tandia, we have your back on your financial journey, whether it's providing through helpful resources, offering personalized financial advice, or supporting your goals. We are here to assist you. We can be your accountability partner. We can be your banking BFF every step of the way. No more feeling overwhelmed or confused about money matters. We've got your back. Continue to tune in to Tandia Talks Money Podcast Season 1 and embark on a financial adventure with us. Let's laugh, learn, grow together as we navigate the ups and downs of adulting with confidence and ease. Subscribe now and get ready to embrace your financial future, because with Tandia, adulting might be hard, but we've got you covered every step of the way. Catch you soon.
Thanks for tuning in. I don't know about you, but I feel smarter already. Remember, Tandia is here to help. If you found this podcast helpful, please let us know. Got feedback? Want to learn more? Just head to Tandia.com. Tandia, as unique as you.